more comments about Fanus Pius the Scott. That's not where I want to focus today, but I give good Marma comments to know. The Rishonim, of course, are bothered at Gemara and Sukkah, at least the Libra de Rabba, that says, Laman Yedid or Asechim Ki Basukhe Seshafti Esmei Yisrael. There we learn that you have to be, Schach has to be constructed in a way that Shalta Ba'ena. If the Schach is not constructed in such a way, the Sukkah is Psu. So the Rishonim are bothered that if you see that the Fanas Megiyas, the Schach, generates a Shalta Ba'ena, which the Gemara says in Sukkah does, the walls reach the Schach, your eyes notice the Schach. So similarly, the same idea should be true by Kaira too. Kaira Lamala Michal. But if the whole Chisaron is only Alz Heker, so this is Nicker, your eyes are going to notice it. So why is it different? Now, there are three shitas that I found. There's actually a fourth one, I didn't mention it. Although you guys did find it, at least you guys did. You found the Ritva and Sukkah. The shittas are interesting. The sheet of the Rashba, the Ran, and the Ritva, Tosfos also in Sukkah, is the idea is the difference between Mavui and Schach is based on the size of the object that's in question. Schach is big; it's 7 tefachim. A Mavui is only a tefach; so it's small. We should not discuss what if there was 4 tefachim. They want to reject that. They say only if it was 7, like a Schach. And Ad Kedei Kach, the Rashba considers La Halacha Yeroyli, he says, that even if the Mavli, even if the Kara would be 7 Tvachim, Yenochina would be kosher, even if it was above 20. Why should it be from Schach? The Mir rejects that. And it's interesting why he rejects it. He rejects it because he says, we don't find anywhere such a Halacha. So the Mir instead says that the reason why Defanus Megiyas the Schach is kosher is because of the Noi. There's Noi usually on the side of a Sukkah. Your eyes see the Noi, your eyes follow the Noi, and go up to the Schach. Now, what you see, what's interesting to me in those two approaches, and as the Meiri has solved the problem by confining the Din into a Din in Sukkah, it's something about a Sukkah that generates the Din of Shalta Ba'ena. What did he find in Sukkah? The Noi. Generally, a Sukkah has Noi, although it isn't. You're not really b'chuyiv in Noi, but minig Yisrael, and there are dinim on the Noi. It becomes osir on Sukkahs, gahanor. So he says, since the Sukkah has Noi, a din in the Noi is that it generates the din of Shalta Ba'ena. The others are learning it's a din in the cover that's Medubar. And according to both, l'chayra, Neris Hanukkah, more than 20, would certainly be possible. That's why it's amazing when you see the Torah comes up with another shita. He brings B'Shem Rabbi Yael. Anyone know who Rabbi Yael is, by the way? Rabbi Yael. Huh?
Rabbi Yael's father.
What was brought in the Rabbi Yael? He's brought in the Rabbi Yael. Can you imagine? That's what's happening there. He's chaylik. He doesn't agree yet. You know, if you don't realize it, you realize he's been chaylik in his father. But the Rabbi Yael wants to say that even a Neris Hanukkah Lamala B20 would be kosher. And the Torah says right away it would not work. He says, it's interesting how he writes it. He says, Niralish, as far as Rabbi Yael, Kishiyesh Bukan Avir. Oh, no, I'm reading the Beseyas for the Torah. The Torah says, Niralish, Ena Nidoin Daimel Araya. Tahasam Ba'inan Shetishloit Enoi Begag. Becheban Shemechitzais Magias Lagag Al Yodam Yishloit Eno Begag. So it's interesting. The idea of even according to him, halachically, the idea of the Fanas Megiyas Tzchach apparently seems to give a quality that your eyes focus to the Tzchach. What has it got to do with Neris Hanukkah, which even though they're on the way, but it's Dafka Halach in the Gag, not things in between? I thought, initially, I was prepared to hear, maybe holds like the tour, but in retrospect, I just forgot, not for any good reason. There is another shita, which is the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva understands that the reason why the Fanas Megiyas the Schach is kosher is because you have a sense that you're in a contained edifice, fancy word, a contained building. And by feeling that you're in a contained edifice, you're aware of the fact there's something on top of you. And that's the Schach. So the halacha here is, according to him, is it's dafka luchan agag. What's that going to do with Neiris Chanukah? And lastly, so how do we explain the Rabbeinu Yoel? The Rabbeinu Yoel has a very ingenious pshat. Nirleish the svaras Rabbeinu Yoel kishyesh b'kan avir ha'avir hu mazik leinayim. Ve'en ad olam yochel lahabit lamala kol ma shiyirtze. Ulezeh hevirai misukashim defanas b'giras tzchach lamala misrim ksherev eshalta b'ino v'zeh nirish ein mokum b'kusha samachaber. In other words, the idea is somehow the air. I think it doesn't mean air, it means the light. When you have the this, then all of a sudden you have that light that shines in. Your eyes don't go there. When you don't have your eyes being blinded by light that's in between the schach and the wall, that's when it could be kosher. It's an ingenious pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoel. I just said them over. What is intriguing, what I want to bring out to all of you is this, and that's going to be the hemshech of when we get to later and get into a maltur. The Rishonim, when they have issues, when they have a kasha, when they have, you see them discussing it. They have a kasha. What happened to the din of defanas b'giras tzchach? And they're saying tirutzim to answer that, which indicates that the kasha was indeed a kasha, and it needed tirutzim. This is important because l'daiti, as we'll talk about a little later in a maltra, sometimes you see the Rishonim aren't bothered by a kasha. That always indicates to me that it's more than a kasha that needs a teretz. We are missing something. The kasha never really started. It never bothered them. We'll see b'hem shech ha'dvar. Ad kan, the idea of Tfanus B'Giyas left the very sheet.
Why shouldn't Tfanus B'Giyas come over for their help?
I think because it's outside. You just can't look up. That's how I understand it. In other words, the idea is outside. That's why he was only mounted there. It's kind of like indoors. I was once at a lighting of a menorah on Hanukkah, and it was one of those outdoor, it was beautiful. I was sure it was over 20. It was this big menorah. The guy was up on a ladder. And he was lighting. It was in a place. He made a bracha, but the whole thing was possible for me. Okay. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. So I said to somebody, it's over 20. And the guy said to me, Tom Buckley, he's mentioned being a Yale. He said, no, it only helps indoors, it doesn't help outdoors. In any case, they have these worldwide lightings. Some of them are really high up. I don't know if you guys think about it, or even Siakis. It's 20 amas is high, but it's within reason that someone could build something big and be, I think it's the third floor, is that my right? 33rd floor is 20 amas. Yeah. Okay. I want to focus on a malter. There's a few points that I want to make here before we start. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara, we have a Hemshech Advarim. The Gemara wants to know, the Gemara is asking, leave it a Rav. According to you, Rav, a maltera should not work. And why not? Because the Gemara goes through a Shach V'Tare to bring out the fact that in the Heichal there wasn't a Maltra. That is by no means Poshet. The Rishonim understood Dilma, Rashi, the Rashba and the Ritva both say the Dilma here is Labdavka, it means B'loshim Vadai. The Rambam Paskins, Levit Hilcha, said that there was no Maltra in the Heichal. But whatever you see the Gemara asking a Levit to Rav how you should see a Maltra doesn't work. And Rav himself said that a Maltra works. So the Gemara comes to a maskana. No, in fact, according to Rav, Rav agrees. The Rav says that there are two brises that conflict each other. I was saying a libra of the brise that holds that it's midin pesach. That brise is a different brise and a different tano holds that that kaira is midin heker. And then the Gemara immediately brings us to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who now argues that in fact kaira is not mishum pesach; it is midin heker. Hemshech Advarim, the Gemara actually explains what an amalter is. Maya amaltera. Rav Chama Brei, the Rabba Bar Avuah Mar Kine, Kios Radimi Amar Amri Ben Marava Piske Darza, Mandar Piske Darza Kol Shechem Kine, Mandar Kine Aval Piske Darza Loi. Pek Dimara Mandar Piske Darza Ma'itam Yishem De Nafish Mashche Vasuka De Nafish Mashche De Kama Rabbanan De Loi Elakevin De Choshev Is Le Kol. Good. So there are a few things to be mavar for me just in this sugya. First of all, What are the machlekes? We have a few machlekes in our sugya which beg a beer. Offhand, they're not related, but they all need biur. Number one is, what's this machlekes? Kine versus Piskei Darza. That's interesting. Rashi learns Kine. Rashi says, the idea that Hashibi Milsa, the Tmiyahi, Bistakli Bahu Inshe, Bahazu Laku. That's how Rashi explains Kine. He said before, what Kine are? Kigoin Kine Oifais, Hayu Bolting, Mitachas, Ulam, the Mala, Mina Pesach. Notice Rashi defines it in the Beis Hamikdash, but he says that Kine Oifais, Piske Dares are Klunsoi, Shal Erez, Arukin, Tkubin, Bakaiso. What's the Machlaitis? What are they arguing about? Now, to say that the machlekes is you need nicer things and not as nice things, that you can't say. Why can't you say that? I told you, because halachas can't be described in relative terms. You can't say halacha is, no, you need really catchy stuff. No, you don't need so catchy. That's not defining halachas. That's number one. What's that machlekes? Now, I'll just leave that for a moment. I'm going over to something else. I'm intrigued. Just, what is the machlekes from Nachum Yitzchok and Rav? Rav told us that the din of Kairah is based on a din of Pesach. We learn out from the Pesach Oil Mayit what the din Pesach is, what is halachically deemed a Pesach. From there, learn over to Mavur. Rav Nachum Yitzchok says, no. That's not the pshat. Kairah is we didn't heck. What is he arguing with? What's the point of contention? This is a subtle point, but an important point. He's coming up with a new idea of Kaira, that it's Midin Heker. It's not Midin Pesach. Is it Stambi doesn't like the Limud? Or is there something deeper here? So I think Nachum Yitzchok is saying something else. There has to be a point of contention. I think, as we see in Rabbi Yehuda, who basically, later at least, according to the Rashban, according to the Ritva, he says, Gemara Pischa de Malachim. The aside is, as we said, a Shem Pesach is enough. A Pesach is a Pesach even if the Mashkev is more than 20. It might be that the Pesach, the Din Pesach, is with a Mashkev. But there is no shear to what's called a Pesach. The Haraya, Melochim, built Pesachim like that. Oh. So Rav Nachum Yitzchok says, even in spite of the fact that you're right, a Mavoi may need a Pesach. But that can't be the reason why a Kairah l'malameser is possible. L'malameser is possible. It has to be some other time. Because l'malameserim has a Shem Pesach. That's why Rav Nachum Yitzchok says, no. This is something else. This is because not only do I need a Pesach, but I need a Pesach. I need a Kairah that's nicker. I need that it should be nicker, this spot. And therefore, it has to be within a certain range. That's how I understand where Nachum Yitzchok is coming from. Good. Namshiach. What is this machlokes of Kine versus... What is Kine and what is Piskei Darza? Rashi defines Kine. Going Kine oifes ha'yubolti nitacha sa'ulam. L'mala mina pesach. He says there were like some kind of shapes of bird nests. I found two lishonis in the Rishonim. Does it mean like chambers? You know, you made box-like chambers that pigeons or whatever could make their nests in. Or does it actually mean siurim? It means drawings of some sort of kine on the. Rashi learns when he defies Piskei Darza, he says, Klunsei shel Erez Achruchin Tzkuvin Bapesa. Rabbeinu Hanano learns, he says down here, Piresh Luach Erez Rechova Dalet Tvachim. It's a luach, a tablet of wood with a width of 4 Tvachim. So what's going on? What's the issue? What's it about? What's happening here? First of all, where is the Luach Erez Rechava Dal Tvach Malibur Rabbeinu Chanan? Where is it?
It's the Kairah itself.
Oh, it's a Kairah itself. So we see, at least, this is incidentally the first Lashon in the Aruch. They're having a Machlokes in the Kairah. One Demandamar is saying, no, the Kairah needs like Kine. The Kainan Aleihem. The other man is saying, Ruach Eres, Ruchab Adal Tzvach. What's the issue? What's the machlokes? What's going on? And it's not, I agree, balabatish. One is more eye-catching, perhaps, and one less. Agree. But is that what it's about? Are we having machlokes whether this is really, you know, fancy versus not so, is that the issue? So it looks to me, the way the Rishonim described this, the following. The Rashi is saying, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Chananel is learning that everybody's moedet, that an amalter is a din in the kair. The Madra holds, kine holds, the kine has to be inscribed with drawings. It has to have some kind of pictures in the kaira. The kaira is inscribed. There's a beauty to the kaira with pictures, with siurim. The Rambam uses a lashon. V'chenim haye b'kaira shel mavoi kiur v'tziur ad shu yishua kol mistaklim bo. It is drawings. It's visible and nicker drawings. They gave the example of kine, that they are your birds, but it could be anything. Anything that is a beauty to the kaira, that's sufficient. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying luach erez. He's saying something else. It doesn't need the drawings. An erez is apparently an expensive kind of a piece of wood.
Cedar.
It's cedar. It was an expensive kind of a piece of wood. As long as I have the expensive piece of wood, a good size of the expensive piece of wood, that's sufficient. So, Rabbeinu, you don't need the tziurim. You just need the I would call it the expense, the value, the chashivas of the kaira. The chashivas of the kaira is coming from the kaira itself, not from its drawing, from the mahus of the chafetz. So that's why the mandamar that holds that you don't need drawings, it's kol shechen if you had drawings. Mandel's a simple chetz of a kaira, as long as it is a valuable piece, it's erez. That is sufficient to say that it has a maltera, and would be kosher. Yeah.
The kaira is expensive piece. It's just, why do people look at it?
Well, I don't know if every kaira is an expensive piece. You can go on right up to Beis Yisrael, you can go to any of those wood guys and buy one of those long poles. And they're really long. If you want to cut them down for your silk, they saw them up. But a long like that is about 20 shekels. It's almost like half the size of this room. No, so the chashivas apparently an Ares is apparently a valuable piece of wood.
Value is
something people notice. People notice the difference in a simple piece of pine wood to a piece of cedar wood. I'm not denying the eye-catching quality. That's the soid of what a malter is, but I'm going into the definition halachically of what it is. If you hold kaira mishum kine, you must have drawings or pictures on your kaira.
And if it's on top of it, it's a separate piece.
I didn't get to that yet. We're assuming now that the basic idea is that a malter is a kaira chashuva. That's what it is. The machloikis is how to define that chashivas.
So the Madoma says piski the auza, I don't need two.
No, according to this, you don't need two. This is the kaira.
The raya, the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi does not mention errors at all.
Yeah.
So we see slav davka errors.
How do you know? I'm going
with
the
thesis.
Fine, but what does the Rishonim say? I mean, anything that's expensive, anything that's
valuable.
It
doesn't say anything about expensive. All it says is a shear of dalet. Mashallah, the ikar is a shear, not the type of wood it's made out of.
No, I don't agree. First of all, he does say luach erez rechavad. He went out of his way to say erez.
Talking about the Rishonim, not the Rav.
I don't know the Rishonim. I don't know. I'm not. I'm
that's
not,
the Rav's raya for the Rishonim.
I understand. I don't know. I have to see the Rishonim. Mara used lashon piski the arza. I think he was stressing the width of it, a dalit, chavah dalit tzvach.
But the whole right is that the rachava is enough.
Maybe the Yerushalmi, maybe we can just assume it. Yerushalmi didn't talk about what a malter was assumed we knew what it was. That it was a piece. case of whereas the Rishonim are Chamesh Hamadrim Shel Nila. They're all very much aimed at the fact that it was this thing called Nila, this thing of quality.
But
I'm suggesting Piskei Darza. The Gemara uses Piskei Darza. It doesn't say Piskei. It's Piskei Darza.
Understand? But maybe that was just a derech. It's not that.
Okay. I don't think it was a derech. I think it's much for the errors of something special.
In Yerushalayim, in a big way.
I don't. So I don't see the chashivas. Kamatuzayshem ateres leminei rechov eliminei chashivus. What's the chashivas?
Valid.
No. Width of it.
Yeah.
Say it. So we're only being chilek on a Messias point. We're agreeing that the machlekes is that I need a kara chashuva.
Right.
And we're agreeing that the machlekes is whether it's a kara that needs drawings, or it's a kara that is chashuv mitzad atzmai, mitzad it's mahus, either its value or its size or something else, but it's not coming from drawings. It's coming from a valuable piece of wood.
Correct.
It's valuable. So now we're agreeing. So whether or not it's dafka luach erez, or whether or not it's because of a width, I don't really care.
Okay.
I care about this point. This is a spot. What becomes intriguing is other Rishonim. In other words, when you look at the Rashba, that, at least in Avodas HaKadosh, that it does not sound like what he is saying. The Rashba says, Haisa mitzas kara. No. That's not what I want. A little further on. Im asa besamuch lo chatichois arozim chashuvim ksheira. It was more than 20. Haisa lamalam esri. Im asa besamuch lo chatichois arozim chashuvim ksheira. Samuch lo is mash. We're not talking about the kara. We're talking about something else. She calls sheyesh la dabra chosh v'yesh la kol v'idi kara.
He also uses chatichois in plural.
That's right, it's in plural. It doesn't sound like it's one piece. The Rabbi Nachmanel talked about one piece.
And then Kisiyasu says that you pass Piskei Darza.
Oh, so this Kisiyasu is clearly passing the Mandarin's Piskei Darza. That's Mufurish. He says it has to be chashev, but he says more. He says it has to be. It sounds like it has to have drawings on it.
So what else could it be?
He says he must be somehow tichas arozim chashuvim kshera, bim kain asala tsuris nos vitzurin kshera. Shkamistakim lo.
Tsurin is kshera.
Kshera. It's mashma that it's more than that. It's a chatichas arozim vitzurin. It's mashma we're talking about a decorated,
read the whole thing.
A decorated chatichas.
So very that clear that
it's both the chains.
No, the chatichas and rozim are decorated.
It's both together.
It's either or.
The
chain
of asalat tzuris. That's talking about drawings. Yeah, but it's not talking
about
chatichas
and rozim.
Yeah,
no,
either one.
Either one.
But it's mash from him that there is something special about these chatichas and rozim. The chashuvim, the mishunim. There's something different about them. That's interesting. When the tour paskins this din, he says, "Hoysa l'mala mesrim ve'osa l'mala b'fischoi kemin kanim bolten sagi b'kayra shechem and sheish b'ashinu yakol mistaknim boy b'teich kach mistaknim gam b'kayra." So the Beis Yosef says he's passing like the man who pisked the arze. But he says, interesting how he says it, he says there is a machloikis. He says the Rashba says, Matri chatichos luach mishunim. Rabbeinu kosav, dehu adin lekanim. Jidi dafka. I don't know what he means. We'll talk in a moment. The Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef. The Bach doesn't like the Beis Yosef. He says, v'tema din kain lamamar kamin kanim. Why dafka kanim? Halei Rashi Pirish Piskei Darza Klunsei Shel Erez Arukin Tzuvin B'Kaisel. So he says, Im Kenim Kanim Mamish. What do you mean, Kimin Kanim? Kanim. Boy, the Kamar Kevin Sheyesh Boy Shinu Yakol Mistaklam Boy Leitzarch Lafarish the Mother Bakine Aval Piskei Darza Loi the Hainatam Shum the Bakine Ike Shinu the Chashive Umilso the Tzmiya Kol Mistaklam Boy. He's Medayik. Notice this. This is important. Notice the Bach. is medayik that the Torah says that there has to be some kind of shinui in these tanim. He says that indicates it's holding like the madar kinim, not the madar piskei darza. El tzarech lagia kimin kinim, not kanim but kinim with the yud, and he means the pasuk the madar kinim. Now,
why does shinui denote?
So the first thing I want to point out. In the Bach, I'm not sure what he means. I'm not going to get into lovesizing the Bach at the moment. But you see one thing. He was only made on the difference that shinui, the shinuyim, the drawings, the pictures, that to him meant kine. Piskei d'arza is simple. It's just with value, a piece of wood of value. Not that it has drawings, but a piece of wood of value. So he says the Torah, by virtue of having said shinuyim, seems to indicate he's saying something else. The problem is, what is he saying? What is Piskei d'arza? What is it? Now, I think the Parshat shot in the tour, I have the lesson here, the Parshat shot in the tour indicates, as we said, he says, Hai salamala me'estrim ba'asalamala be'fischoi kemin kanim boltim sagi be'kayra. It's not a kayra. It's something besides the kayra. But if you have kanim boltim, the kayra is good, even if it is above 20, because the kol mistakhtim. So it's not in the kayra. So we see a malter is not just the kayra cheshuva, it's something else. What is it? Now, the Rambam is talking about, Rambam says, v'cheni mehoya ba'kayra. Smash, it's in the Kaira. The drawings, the pictures are in the Kaira itself.
I
call me Staklim Ba.
In Pirishim Shnai, it's Midas.
Yeah, what does he say there?
It says, Malsa, Hiya Kaira, and it's Yeres, Ashabo, Kortin, Suez, Vitavius.
So that, so he's describing Malter as the Kaira. But you see in the Avodas HaKadosh that he's not learning it's the Kaira. It's something outside the Kaira.
I'm not understanding. We're talking about two different stuff. The Rambam. Stocking on Mando Markini, no?
I don't know what Yampesh Mishnah is. I don't know what he's just describing a Malter.
That's very clearly.
So you in other words, it could be that the Mando Markini Kine holds the Stavka in the Kaira. Could be. It could be. And in Midas, I don't know what he's saying. He's defining a Malter. I don't know if he's just saying the.
It can't be
according
to the Bach.
But what I am.
Is the Bach note that the Torah says Kine when he's still saying that it's not the
I, that's what I said. I don't know exactly what the Bach is referring to. I don't know what the Torah means. I'm a dyke in the Torah, also the same thing. But this is like the Rashba. We are talking about something that is not the Kaira, but it's something else. And that something else is the Matir. But what is that something else? What does it do? Is it just a sign? A thing to tell me that, hey, you're at the edge, you're at the door of your of your mavoi, you're entering Yeshua Sarabin. You know, if so, is it equivalent? I said to a couple of you, I said it reminds me of, you know, when you go to the border in Eretz Yisrael, you know, there's always that sign that says stop gvul lefanecha, atzor gvul lefanecha. Is that what this is? And if that's what this is that the whole idea that it just reminded that I'm getting to the end? That's certainly the havamina of the Avodas HaKadosh and the Torah himself, that both speak out that Yeshua don't think that a Malter alone is kosher. You need a Kaira too. So the Havabina was that that's all the Malter is enough. But then what is the Chiddush of Kaira? What is the Malter? We have an interesting halacha on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. On Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a suffix. If you have a Pesach that's wider than 10, then a Malter will work. Now, Bishlama, I'm talking about a height. So you're telling me, okay, it causes you to look up. Is that what the issue is here? I have it wider than 10, and my suffix is what? Oh, this is so wide I won't notice that I'm leaving, so now I'm putting up my sign again, Vula Fanecha, to tell me to leave? Is that what's going on here? Is that the Chiddush? And tomorrow, by the way, comes out that it doesn't work. What was the half of me? What's happening? So I think I want to suggest the following Chiddush. But that's not the Pshat. A Malter is not Stam, a reminder. the matir of the mavoi is the kayer. The chidush here is the following: that the amaltero gives a chashivus to the Pesach. The Pesach gets a chashivus. And now that I have a chashivus in my Pesach, that tells me that my Pesach now takes on a different character. It's a Pesach haniker, and hu hadin, the kaira also becomes niker with it, has the din of being niker, and the kaira is ksher even the mali bichah. The amaltera is a chidush in the Pesach. It's a chashivus to the Pesach. There's something here, there's a decoration in the Pesach. And that's what generates the heter. And that was the Havanid Aleph. Wow, if you have it wider, maybe the Amaltra can do something else. It can, even though Pashas the Shear is one of Pirza, but with decorations, it can become a Pesach. Kamashwan can't do that. It can turn a Pirza into a Pesach. But to give a Cheshivas to the Pesach, that it can do. It doesn't create the Pesach. It doesn't create it. But it gives Cheshivas. And this, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, doesn't deny. We don't. He says we did heker. Yeah.
Even if it's not a tear, it's a Pesach.
Yes. Yes, because it has a shame Pesach. That's this is the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We need heker. Doesn't mean stam a reminder you're leaving. It goes with gedarim. The gedarim are there's some kind of kiddush. It's drabanan, but there's something here that's dividing. It can be mechitza. It can be Pesach. The kaira is a Pesach, and the Pesach is the divider. But when the Pesach is the Malamichov, Hagamet has a Shem Pesach, and that theoretically should be a good divider. But when it's not nicker, when it's too high, Lushalta Ba'ena, there's something missing. I need a Pesach that's nicker. I need a divider that's nicker.
Why is he not from?
What?
Why is he not from Pesach?
That's just a concept. That's what the Kaira represents. It's the divider. What Rav was Mechadesh was that I need a Din Pesach. No, he's saying a Shem Pesach. As long as I don't, I'm not looking for what the Torah, I'm not looking for what the Halacha calls a Pesach. I don't have to learn from Oil Mayim. The fact that I see that this is called a Pesach, anything that has a Mashkev is called a Pesach. But that's not enough. Why, if Kaira indeed is a Pesach, but why doesn't it have the Cheshivus? Why is above 6, above 20 is it possible? That's because I don't notice it. So I need to have a Pesach that's nicker. That's what the Halacha is demanding. So he's saying, Minastam, it has to be a 20. But with an Amalter, if you give it a Cheshivas to the Pesach, it'll be Matir, the Kaira, even above 20.
Instead, Shem Pesach, like, won't go into Din Pesach?
What?
With an Amalter, it won't go into Din Pesach?
No, it won't. And by the way, I have a feeling, you're asking a good question, because I think the Gemara had to go through Pashas, according to Rav, Amalter is garnished. What is that? I mean, Rav is talking about Shurim Pesach. This is Shurim, what's Nick? The Gemara is like Tihanile Amalter as if you're throwing a gun, you're holding a gun at Rav. Rav, what do you do with Amalter? The Amalter is not going to work. I think there was a tzad that Rav might have held Amalter could work, because even though he holds that there's a Shir Pesach at 20, but he's saying Hanimile when there isn't a Cheshivas of the Pesach, a Stam Pesach with a Cheshivas of Pesach, maybe even Amalter could help.
So that's what the
Shachar Tarei. That's what the Gemara is trying to bring out. That according to you, Rav, you see that the Cheshivas, it won't work, and the Halacha says it would work.
So what's Rav holding?
This is
Rav's
going to
say it's
Machlekes Tanoim. Rav is going to have to say it's Machlekes Tanoim. The way Rashi learns it up, it's Midin Heker versus. But I'm saying a Taich over here. That Mitzad the Pesach, it's there. What's missing is the nicker. The nicker comes from the Cheshivas. And I think, Rabbeisai, I mentioned to you, this is a question that the Heintik are all asked. They want to know why you can't use an Amaltra in a Sukkah or Neres Chanukah. Why not put a sign in your Sukkah, look up? Look up. You are in a Sukkah. Or why not hang up on your wall, Neres Chanukah, look up? Why not put up a sign like that? Or hang up something? And I seem to recall, and I can't swear to it, I don't remember, I seem to recall that actually the Sfas Emes in Sukkah actually talking about it. But he says it won't work. But he's like his Masupik about it in some way. But as I said before, here the Rishon don't ask anything. There's no discussion. The Fanas begins to they all talk about. A Maltera? No discussion. It indicates to me that the question never started for them. L'dayti, we have to be here. Because a maltera is either a din and a kaira, which has nothing to do with schach or neiris chanukah, and you can't create a drawing in your schach, because that's not your schach. That's a curtain, that's something on top of your schach. Schach is, so it's going to be yekiv. There's nothing, it's just wooden pieces. Elamai, what are you saying? In neiris chanukah, the menorah, that the menorah is not the neiris. It's the ner that's the ner. In the ner, it's impossible. There's no musig over there. But a filu, according to the other shita, a maltra is a chiddush and a pesach. It gives chashivus to a pesach. That is no shaychus, not to schach, not to neiris chanukah, and therefore the question never began.
If it's a svara for kaira.
Huh? Yeah. What is it?
If we're saying the difference is because here it's kaira and over there it's not been kaira, what will be able to argue that if I do an unusual candle or something like that, then maybe, yeah.
Thought of it. I was thinking about it. I don't know. You made a point about Piskat Arzi. I mean, it's something like that. I found it with my son. You know, if you had unusual candles, would that work? I think ultimately the flame. It's not really. Expensive candles. You can't put a drawing in candles. What can I do? Have expensive candles? Is it such a thing?
Colored candles or something?
Colors would do it. I don't know. It's not. It's called mitsuyer. Maybe mitsuyer candles. I'm not sure. Is the candle the nair or the flame is the nair? Flame is the nair. The candles are under 10. The flame is above 10. It's good. It's not even like the tefillah.
When you lit,
give myself a little flame.
Yeah, I had a Talmud once who asked Rabbi Balance in the Pesach in OJ if he could have green flames on the Chanukah. And he explained to him, this guy's a physicist, and he explained to him how you can make, if you add something, you know that about this? If you add a certain ingredient, a simple ingredient to oil, you get green flame instead of orange flame. And he wanted to have green flame on it.
What was he told?
And Rabbi Balance said he couldn't think of any reason why it was possible, but he was like a dick. Yeah. It was the guy. Yeah, I know the guy. The guy was the kind of guy who asked this question. It was funny. There was a guy yesterday.
AP physics guy.
Yeah, what are these? You know, he was. You called them today in the. What are they called? In my day they were called nerds. I don't know what they were called today. They call them. They still use that. You have to know the guy. You know, he's leaving like that. He once told me they had a race up to Matsada. OJ always had a race up to Matsada. He used to do
the snake pit.
I don't know. Right. So they had a race, and then they would have like all the winners afterwards. So this guy tells me he ran the race and he won the race. I said, "You won the race?" I said, "Yeah, I won the race." Then I look and I see he came in 10th. It's not bad, but he came in 10th. So I said to him, "I came back." I said, "You didn't win. You were number 10." And he says, "I won." "How did you win?" "I'll tell you why. Because the first 10 got Crembos." So I expended the least amount of energy necessary in order to get to the top and still get a Crembo. So that's a winner. So that's the same guy who asked if he can have green flame.
Oh,
you didn't have that on tape, did you? Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's on tape.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson for Shana.
Huh? It's
a good lesson for Shana.
I hear. Yeah, Shem's always listening. You never know who's listening.
You said that the machlokes in Kinim and Arze, you didn't want to learn to shear in a shear in Nicker or not. Like, one's a higher shear in Nicker, one's not a higher shear in Nicker. But can you say now that it's giving more of a shear to the chashivas of
a shear or chashivas? I don't want to say a shear. Chashivas.
What type of chashivas? They both give a chashivas, but one gives more chashivas. What do you mean more chashivas? It's more of a shear chashivas. One's more chashivas than the other. It's different shear.
It's different types. It's different types of chashivas.
Yeah,
is it a type of chashivas based off of value?
Yeah.
Or it's based off of noticeability?
That's right. That's right.
So would there be a second of gemina there? If I were to have a very
sometimes
cheap
noticeability is the same as value.
I have a cheap neon sign.
I was thinking
there
about that. And would that work? And is that works kine but doesn't piskit eyes? Where's the culture thing? But I imagine if you have like a drawing, it already puts a value on the item. It's not a simple player.
If I have a Picasso up there, you're right.
Yeah.
But if I have a scribble on it,
you see, you're right. It has to be a nice drawing.
It has to be a valuable drawing.
Something that makes the thing, you know, its value is coming from its design. Correct. The value is coming from the design.
But it has to have the value. The basic assumption is it has to be valued.
I assume so.
Is value enough? Does it have to be a value coming from
correct,
design?
Correct. In other words, if I put a design perhaps there that doesn't add to the design, you know, the value.
I don't know if it has to add to the value. The value has to come from the design, not the design.
That's what I mean. It's nice to have the design.
Have graffiti. Yeah, it's not nice that it pops up, the neon sign.
I don't know. It has to add to the chivas of the item.
You're able to get to where you need to go.
What's chivas? Chivas means expensive.
There's no good English word for it. Chivas means it's importance, it's value, yeah. Importance. It's a hard word to define in English.
So. There's different types of chashivas, or you don't want to say shir? There's different types of chashivas?
Yes. Different types. Yeah. My son told me he's never going to get a shir out of a malta.
Why do you think there's so much to talk about here?